Just like that, it's another edition of Radio Free Internet. It's the Shooting USA podcast from the 2017 SHOT Show, the Sands Convention Center. We're in the Smith & Wesson booth. This time, I've got Chris Cook and Tommy Thacker from Timney Triggers. Guys, welcome.
John, thanks for having us, man.
We got big news. We got a new product from Timney, and you haven't let me try it yet because you want me to try it after we start talking about it.
We want to see that face, that Timney O after you experience what you're going to get into here.
I'm shaking, like, trying to hold on to this chair right now.
On the edge of the seat.
And it's radio, so folks can't see me holding onto the chair. They just have to take my word for it. But
that's right.
Take us through it, Chris. Tell me all about it.
Well, what we've had is the 667S has been a main staple of our sales within our company for the AR. Mm-hmm. 3-pound, great reset, good crisp pull. And that's kind of the design inception behind everything we do, is make sure we do it well. Well, it took us a couple of years to make this well. And what Calvin decided to do is listen to some consumers, because that's what we do, and try to make it a little bit better. What we ended up doing was modifying and redesigning it from the ground up, minus the housing. What we did is we took a 1.5-pound spring, removed the ability for it to be adjustable, it's a non-adjustable trigger, put a 5-pound hammer in it, so it's redesigned, it's heavier, it's more dense. It can be run on an AR-10 platform as well as anything running a 9mm. Anything you have in an AR body basic, it's going to be able to work with. That's not where the good stuff really starts to happen, though, because it's pretty impressive, both in the pull and the reset, which is one of the fastest resets, we believe, actually in the AR market right now. Where the magic starts to happen is the ability that it's adjustable, and it's adjustable from anything that the user is going to interface with on 3 different axes, mm-hmm. forward and backwards, mm-hmm. laterally, and a turn of the shoe.
Wow.
We've all got different size hands. Because of that, we all should have different size reaches.
Right.
Why don't we have different sized shoes?
Yeah.
Well, we did. We made one. This one's set up the way that I like mine set up, and it allows me to run my finger along the side of the trigger well and just drop my finger in to make contact with the shoe. Mm-hmm. What I'm going to do is hand this to you. Your hands are similar size to mine, and I want you just to run it and see what you think.
Okay.
I want you to pull the trigger a couple times and reset it, and the last, I want you to hold onto the trigger. I want you to feel that reset by pushing the hammer down, slightly laying off the shoe, and then sending it again.
Okay.
All right?
Awesome. So folks can't see this, but there is basically a pin that comes down. It has a couple of Allen keys. The Allen key, the way it indexes here across the top of what would be basically the top of the trigger, allows that all to be fully adjustable. And this, the shoe, the face of the trigger is canted slightly to the right, so at about a 1 o'clock position.
That's right. Mine's actually, if you could see it, it's leveraged out and then turned a little bit as well.
So
how's that feel?
Well, it's on safe. I was like, there's a lot of take-up. I mean, there's really, it's not moving. Oh, dude.
Yeah?
That was the Timneo. I
saw
it.
Look at the face. Look at that face.
I mean, that's so light. Okay.
Yes.
So, and then the reset is very tactile. Let's see if we can get a. That was reset.
That's right.
And it's about as short a stroke as you can
ever get.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So John, where we went with this is that Calvin actually re-engineered the connection between the hammer and trigger. So it has a different connection point, so we got a leverage advantage.
Okay, so I'm looking inside there, and right. I see what you're talking about.
So it's not what you see on a conventional. So many other trigger companies have tried to get a really light trigger, and there's some in the 2.5-pound range, 2-pound range, but they do that with a really, really light spring.
Yeah.
We've gone the other way. Since we redesigned the angles and the connection points,
right.
We've got a 5-pound hammer spring. So you got all this force.
So plenty of movement on that hammer.
Exactly.
We're not going to have a light strike issue.
That's right.
No,
so you eliminate
there.
The light strike, and that's how you get that super positive reset, because you have all that hammer spring behind there pushing the trigger forward.
Have you measured the distance of reset from fully pressed to the rear and then reset? Because I'm looking at it, and it feels like maybe 2 millimeters.
It's super short. We got 12,000 engagements on the sear surface. So
unbelievable.
It's positive engagement. It's super fast. You have about a half inch of length of pull adjustment,
yeah.
which has never been done in the AR platform before.
Yeah.
You've got about 30 degrees travel from left to right. You can throw this thing out to the right. I keep mine kind of loose so I can demonstrate.
Right, sure.
Left to right.
Yeah.
So a left-handed shooter, you've never had adjustability for a left-handed shooter. You kind of just get what you get.
Right.
All right, so left or right-handed, and then being able to rotate around the axis of this pad.
That's amazing.
So basically what you're doing is taking, you know, it's hard to attack a trigger 90 degrees on an AR.
Sure.
Because ergonomically, it's not correct.
Right.
But when you grab and wrap around this handle, your hand goes into a squeeze mode.
Right.
It's like squeezing a ball.
Right.
It's just a natural arc. Look at this arc. That's where my hand wants to wrap in an arc. So I've placed that pad, trigger pad, right where my finger naturally has an arc. Now when I apply pressure to the trigger, I'm driving straight back.
Yeah.
Instead of grabbing that trigger from the side and have to mentally think about pulling straight back instead of just applying pressure, and that's where you get that torque.
Right.
You can't torque this.
Right.
Because it follows the biomechanics of your body, allowing the trigger to be pulled straight to the rear.
I think this is the most revolutionary advancement in an AR trigger since the roller face.
I think so.
And the roller face, for all of its advantages, does not have near the amount of adjustability. I mean, it doesn't have the adjustability that this has.
Well, let's talk about adjustability for a second. You've got it set up. You had the O-face right there for a second, right?
Right.
Well, we've got three other shoes for you to try.
Oh, wow. Okay. So different. Oh, okay. So Tommy's got a different one here that's more of
curved.
A cup. Curved, kind of a, even a V back end of it. There's
got
a
knurled bar there as well,
oh,
and as well as a flat shoe.
Oh,
each individual trigger will be packaged with the wrench, actually, to do the work of making those adjustments.
Sure.
On those two pins that you have to remove and replace that shoe.
Amazing. What, I mean, you've hit all the bases. It's got to be an expensive endeavor, though. I mean, blow my mind even further. Tell folks how much this is.
It's going to retail for around $299.
Okay. Yeah, so, I mean, you would expect a price point somewhere in that neighborhood because there's nothing else like this.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, this is amazing. This is really that damn good. Sorry, folks. It's really that good. Oh, yeah. So, Tommy has just swapped out for the knurled straight bar trigger face as opposed to the adjustable shoe. And, I mean, even that's that good. I mean, it's just unbelievable.
Absolutely. It allows you to completely interface with your rifle. You know, it customizes your trigger to you.
Yeah. Oh, that is so good. I'm sure everybody's reacting the same
absolutely.
Way I am. And I think right now the folks who are listening to this are going, please show it to
please
us.
Show it to us. Absolutely.
Well,
right?
I can promise you this. We will have one in the studio. I will get you a full video understanding of what I'm actually enjoying right now. This is that good. This is really that good. I mean, you said it was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're really proud of it.
Excellent. In the meantime, where can folks find out more about this? TimneyTriggers.com. Plug website?
Absolutely. TimneyTriggers.com. Have more information. We can call the shop, talk about things. In production right now, so we'll be shipping in about 60 days.
Awesome.
So, yeah, it's not a product that you won't see for a year.
Yeah.
Testing's been done, complete. You know, we locked everything down at the end of last year and going into full production now. So just we do a lot of in-house machining and all our stuff. So just waiting for little screws and stuff like that we don't make. But everything else is rolling along fine.
It's amazing.
So
Let me ask you this. Are there the possibilities of co-branding with manufacturers? Is this potentially something that might be in somebody's high-end rifle down the road? Or
yeah.
is this
well,
something
let's
that you...
talk about that for
yeah,
a second.
Yeah, there's you know, one company right now that my rifle sponsor, Devil Dog Arms, offers the Calvin Elite in their high-end series rifle, the rifles that I shoot.
Okay.
So there is somebody that's already OEM this thing.
Okay.
So it's that good that people say, you know, I really want that in my rifle. So, yeah, there's plenty of opportunities for that. It's we work with plenty of manufacturers on OEM projects. And, yeah, if you've got the best rifle on the market, why not have the best trigger?
Excellent.
With regards to adjustability and the different customers we've got, not everyone has an AR, but a lot of the foundation of our customers come from a long gun background.
Sure.
Hunting, target shooting, precision
sure.
rifle. We also took this same style design and made it to our Calvin Elite 700.
Okay.
So the trigger stayed the same. This entire trigger is completely new, but that trigger stayed the same, the embodiment of it. And we managed to change this about so that you can have that full
But the face and the shoe and all the adjustability
yeah.
can go into your bolt gun
So basically,
trigger.
You take your bolt gun trigger, you take the trigger shoe out and replace it with this fully adjustable. Now, in the 700, you got a lot more trigger guard to work with.
Sure.
So it's about a 3/4 inch length of pull adjustment.
Yeah.
Now, with all the new chassis stocks out there and
yep.
most of the custom guns built off of 700 style action, you can drop that Calvin Elite adjustable in any of those guns, and now you can put that trigger exactly where you want it. You know, with these big bolt handles and
sure.
get that knuckle in the way, all
yep.
these different things.
Yep.
Now you can move the trigger to exactly where you want it.
Well, for me, on my GA gun, I'm running it in a PDC custom chassis, and it's got a thumb rest over on the side. So if I can have that little bit more of adjustability, turn that shoe just slightly, and just have that thing as
absolutely
as sweet as
the,
possible.
The last thing you interface with your rifle before you send that projectile downrange
right.
is the trigger.
Right. And it's
so
it
make it right.
might as well be right.
Absolutely.
Make it as right as it
mm-hmm.
can be. It was an interesting segue into Devil Dog Arms. You're involved with them now.
Yes.
We did a video last year for Devil Dog showing off a rifle in a big bore caliber, and
right.
there was a lot of sizzle about that around the internet. And then shortly thereafter, the company ran into some issues.
Yeah, that was you know, there was a lot of things that happened, and some people don't really know the news story of what really happened. But the Devil Dog Inc. is completely out of business. And that happened quickly just after SHOT. There was some stolen valor issues that come up and pretty much bankrupt the company and went out of business. Some new investors come in and acquired the assets that were left, you know, sure. due to some debt and the IP and the trademarks. So Devil Dog Arms LLC is okay. back up and running. They're here at SHOT.
Okay.
I'm working with them on some product design. You know, got a pretty decent background on that.
Right.
So launching some new rifles here at SHOT, working with Proof Research on some awesome barrels.
Yep.
Obviously, the yes. Timney Calvin Elite.
You bet.
The premier trigger out there, the world's finest trigger. So we've got a great package, and moving forward, working with some great companies and some great foundations. The Recon Sniper Foundation is somebody we're looking at being a charitable partner with and really growing the brand.
Okay.
Doing the right thing.
Where can people get more information about that, the new LLC? And
DevilDogArms.com.
Perfect. That easy. Guys, thanks for the time.
John, thanks for having us, man. We really appreciate it.
Just like that, another episode in the can, but we'll keep them coming from SHOT 2017.